prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
He's waiting for you. I see.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is telling me that a curse that has been on somebody for 50 this morning, that thing is broken. It's broken. That curse is broken. You are walking away free. I say you are walking away free. Somebody with a problem with one ear, this morning, that thing is going away.
Amen.
Never to come back again.
Amen.
He is giving you freedom today. Freedom today. Somebody here who is confused about your sexuality, you don't know whether you are a man or a woman, this morning God is healing you from that thing. That sexual thing is broken. You are free from pornography. You are free from masturbation. He is delivering you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody who has been suffering from depression, because when you look into a mirror, I see you looking into a mirror and you say you are not beautiful. From this morning, something about you is changing. I say the beauty of the Lord is bathing you right now. Receive right now. This morning, something beautiful is happening. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence. Mighty presence in this place. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to go straight into prayer. I'm going to pray for you with you this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we be seated in the presence of the Lord? I believe that we've been blessed, totally blessed, from all that has happened here since we entered into this place. God has been speaking to us. Amen. And there is nothing to add but what the Lord said he was sending me here to do. You know, the whole time I've been trying to prepare, and I had something like, wait, what is happening to me? And then suddenly I knew what it was. Hallelujah. See, that is the advantage you have when you have the infilling of the Holy Spirit, because those who do not have the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and in fact do not move on to use what God has given to them. God was telling me, he said, many people, Christians, are walking in this life as people who are blindfolded. When we say blindfolded, do you understand? When we use something to tie your eyes and you cannot see. And he gave me, and he said, enter into a room when I take you to a house you've never entered before. And I blindfold you, I say, walk through the house. Can you imagine what is going to happen? You are going to trip and you're going to fall, because your leg will hit the chair. Your leg will trip. You will hit, your head will hit the bedpost. You won't know where you are going. Ha! Hallelujah. I can assure you that by the time you are through with it, you have bruises all over your body. Now, the worst part is this. The Holy Spirit said, imagine that you are traveling from Lagos as you're going for ISI. ISI begins on Tuesday. ISI is Iron Sharpeneth Iron. It is a conference we have in this church. We go and sit under our Father Bishop Dag and we listen to the word. We are blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Teaches us and some seasoned ministers from all over the world. And he said that on Monday, some of you will be traveling by road. Imagine that Reverend Dayo is driving his car, big car, to Ghana. And he said, come along with me. And he said, on one condition. He said, I want to be blindfolded. I'm going to be blindfolded. Then I'll drive you from Agidingbi to Accra. How many of us who will go with Reverend Dayo? Oh, you boy, you don't have faith. Who will go with Reverend Dayo on this trip? You see, the trip will be doomed before he even is parked the car. What do you think will happen? You will, hallelujah. If you don't take care, we'll find him in a gutter, in a ditch, right here. We might find him in a river if he's able to move. We might find him in a stream. We might find him under a cargo truck. We might not find himself. Somebody say we might not find himself. Or the next time we see him, his whole body will be in bandage. Why? Because he could not see his way. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit was telling me, he said, many of you are going through life like this. This morning, that story is changing. Because God is going to take the blindness off. This morning, the blindness that has been used to blindfold you, God is taking it off for you. Are you hearing me? I said, God is taking it off for you. I said, God is taking it off for you. So that when you sit down and you are thinking about your church, thinking about your business, thinking about how to build your house, thinking about what to do, you will not be a blindfolded person. You see beyond the natural. You will see into the spirit and know what to do. Hallelujah. Then the Holy Spirit said to me, this explains the success of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, this explains the success of Jesus. He said, in fact, I was given a mandate when I was coming on this earth that I should give to every Christian the same measure of success that Jesus had on this earth. Oh, I said I was surprised. He said, I was given that mandate to produce the same thing. Because you see, many of us, we don't know how the ministry of Jesus started. But when you go to Luke 4, this today, after we close, you just read Luke 4, read Luke 3 and Luke 4. You will see how Jesus' ministry began. When he began, the Bible says in Luke 3:21 that Jesus, in fact, when you read the King James Version, you won't know what it meant. He said Jesus began his public ministry. No, 23. Jesus began his public ministry when he was 30 years old. Hallelujah. So what was happening all those 30 years? He said, because the Holy Spirit had not come. He had no guarantee of success. Just as he told the disciples, wait! He knew what he was saying, because he knew that for 30 years, he waited until, according to the Jewish law, it's 30 years that you get matured. So when he was 30 years, that was when he was matured legally. You know God, he will never cut corners. He will do it as he is. That's why Jesus was not born as a full grown man who just came and then he entered the world as a, he had to come as a baby. Everything begins as a seed. Jesus himself had to begin as a seed. So God could not cut corners. He had to wait. Jesus, 30 years old. When he was 30 years old, he is now mature. So he said, go and be baptized. And Bible says that as he was, all the people were being baptized. Now you can go to 21. As all the people, Luke 3:21, were being baptized, the crowd, Jesus also went to be baptized. And it was at the baptism that he began to pray. Then, as he was praying, the heavens were opened. Hallelujah! And the Holy Spirit came bodily upon Jesus. Immediately, in the spirit, something happened. There was a change. Something has happened. Jesus now had the Holy Spirit. Then Holy Spirit said, Jesus, held his hand. Let's go. You are now ready. Hallelujah. to do your public ministry. You are now ready. Now, you don't need to seek fame. You'll be you are famous already. Because of the Holy Spirit. I tell some of us, this church, is going to be one of the churches to come to in all over the world. Because God is going to make us famous. By the entrance of the Holy Spirit into the lives of the people here. I hear that again. Joseph Chapel. By the entrance of the Holy Spirit into your lives. I tell you. Everything that happened to Jesus' ministry will happen to you. Because he, the one who made sure, ensured that this victory Jesus had, is the one who is in you. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah! Then, after that, when the Holy Spirit came upon him, then the next thing was, he said, now you are ready for victory. Everything you've been afraid of, now you're going to face it. So he drove him, Bible says, and the Spirit drove Jesus to the wilderness to go and face his arch enemy. He went on Satan's own turf in the wilderness. He said he was there with the animals, wild animals. Everything was there, snakes, cobra, everything that human beings are afraid of. Jesus was there for 40 days and 40 nights. He fasted. And then he clashed with Satan. That was their first clash. Hallelujah! And he beat him by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because he was very hungry. And Satan came with the suggestion, why don't you turn these stones into bread? When he won the victory there, then Bible says, now Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. Now he returned in the power of the Spirit. What did he do? Immediately he entered into the temple. And there, he was supposed to read. He got up. And what did he read? He read Isaiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Hey, now I am anointed. He said, I am anointed. Somebody is getting that anointing. Oh, ha. I say that God is taking us to a level we have never dreamt of. Somebody is receiving that anointing. He said, now I am anointed. Anointed to do what? He said, I am going to preach. Shepherds, receive that anointing. Shepherds, receive that anointing. Shepherds, receive that anointing. He said, I am anointed to preach. When you are going to go and talk to your people, you don't go wobbly, afraid. No! When the Holy Spirit is inside of you, when you are filled with the Spirit, you are anointed to preach. Not only that, he said, when I'm preaching, I also have power to heal the brokenhearted. Then he said, I have also come with power to preach deliverance to the captives. This is a week of prayer and deliverance. Anybody who needs deliverance, today you are not leaving this room without it. I say there is nobody who can leave this room without your deliverance. He said, I came to set the captives free. I have that power to set the captives free. That power is of the Holy Spirit. He is the one who is working it out in me. Hallelujah. So Jesus came and he did that. That was when the miracles began to happen. The Bible says that there was a certain man in the synagogue. I believe he has been coming there. Maybe even Jesus had been calling him uncle because he came for Jesus' outdooring. So he knows him. I'm fine. But that day, this Jesus is not the normal Jesus we've been seeing. That son of Joseph we've been seeing all along. This one was changed. Immediately he saw him. The spirit inside the man began to be shaken, began to talk, began to say, hey, Jesus of Nazareth, what have you come to do to me? And then Jesus said, commanded. He said, go. The people were astonished at his doctrine. And then they began to say, he said, what manner of man is this? Is this not Joseph's son? They began to say, is this not the same person? The person we know. And no, look at Joseph. Joseph was the son of Heli, something, all those things. But when you look at that thing, what will be Jesus' inheritance through Joseph? Carpentry tools. He was a carpenter. Hammer. And chisel. That is what he was going to inherit. But he looked at the natural self and said, no. There is something more. And that is what I am going for. I am not going to sit here and say, I come from Ijebu. My father's line is like this. My mother's line is like this. And when you look at our family, everybody is poor. Nobody has been able to build any house. Nobody is going anywhere. When they go, even my father, he has never been able to hold a job for 1 year. Something will happen. They will sack him. Hey. Hallelujah. There is something that breaks you free from that curse. That cycle. That thing is here this morning. Amen. To set you free. Hallelujah. Amen. To set you free. To give you what you need for the ministry. So the Holy Spirit went through with Jesus throughout. Look at the mighty miracles. The elements obeyed him. Sun, moon, everything just obeyed. The sea, they obeyed him. Then he took him to his death. And even when he died on the cross, he took him there. When he went to the grave, he came there on the third day. Hallelujah. And on Thursday, we learned from Romans 8:11 that the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. So he went there and raised him up. Now, Jesus said to his disciples, you look at me, you see the success I have. I know you want it, but you can never do it unless you receive the Holy Spirit. Don't go anywhere. Stay in Jerusalem until he comes. So when they went, I believe that he took his blood to the heaven and everything was done. Sat at the Father's right hand. Then they said, Holy Spirit, it's now your turn. You must go and make sure that the same success Jesus had, the same measure, give it to them. The same thing. Not a copy of it. No, the same thing. Give it to them. Hallelujah. Give it to them concerning their ministries. Give it to them concerning their marriages. Give it to them concerning their finances. Give it to them concerning their health. Give it to them. Hallelujah. And that is what he came to do. The comforter came. But when he came, many people do not know or understand him. How did he come? Acts 2:1. He said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in the upper room. Then suddenly there was the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and the whole place, everybody was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they began to speak in tongues. You see, he's showing you what he was coming to use. He was showing that this is the first thing, the initial thing, initial sign that I have come is this one. You begin to speak in tongues. And when you speak in the tongues, don't stop there and say, I have received it. Like the man, chuku chaka, I've got the Spirit. Don't just say, I've got the Spirit. Oh, it's just to prove everybody I can speak in tongues. No, that is not it. Paul, how did Paul use it? Because all the people who wrote the Bible, they were tongue talkers. Every single one of them, from Matthew to Revelation, the New Testament, they were all tongue talkers. So you cannot say, as for me, I don't want to speak. I'm not that kind of, you are not that kind of person. Then it means that you're going to go through this life as a one who is blindfolded. But those who embrace the Holy Spirit, those who embrace what he has brought, my God, you cannot begin to imagine the kind of miracles we receive, the kind of guidance we receive, the kind of grace we have received. Yes. Hallelujah! Yes. Hallelujah! Yes. Now, finally that we pray, I want you to give me 1 Corinthians 14:14. The 13 and 14. Now listen to what 1 Corinthians 14:13 and 14 says. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray. He said, pray that he may interpret. This is it. This is where the power lies. He said, when you pray in an unknown tongue, pray also that you may interpret. Why? Because anybody who speaks in tongues, according to 1 Corinthians 14:2, he says that you are speaking to God. So it means that some time ago, all human beings, when we talk, anything can interfere. Satan can witches can, somebody who is by your house. When we're in Akosumbo, but Akosumbo is a part of Ghana where we went to do church, my husband and I. And when he went there, there was a babalawo in the area. Do you know what he was doing? He had a cure for boils. So what he did was that, let's say he realized, I don't have money. Then he would just put some things on, blow it into the air. Everybody around has boils. So you see this person, everybody's like this. Everybody, this house has it, that house. And then they'll go to him. He will give you the medicine. You'll be cured. He gets his money. What a shock. Hey! That was his life. So can you imagine you are there? How would you know that this man is doing that? You would never know. So you are praying with your understanding, your limited understanding. Oh Father, oh Father, oh Father, please help me. Oh Father, oh Father, you pray, oh Father! And you are not getting any answer. What's happening? But the one who has received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Spirit, now you begin to pray in tongues. When you are praying in tongues, Bible says you are praying directly to God. You have a direct line to God. Nobody can interfere. No angel, no devil, no demon, no witch, no babalao. Direct line to God. You have it. On Friday, Thursday evening, Reverend Andy was explaining to us that people stand in the outer court and in the Old Testament, they communicated with God or they worshiped God. Then some people stood in the inner court. It was divided into three. Outer, I think the women and those who were, then the inner for the men. Then the Holy of Holies, that one, only the high priest, not all the priests, so only the high priest could go there once in a year. When Jesus died, Bible says that the temple that covered, thick temple, curtain that covered the temple, it was torn into two, not from bottom up, from top down. Why? Because an angel came from the top line and cut it. If it was a human being, we'll cut it like, but when it's an angel, a spirit being, he cut it from the top because he came down, cut it like that. Hallelujah! Yeah. And the glory of God that was in that place left. Where did it go? It left so that it can come and stay in us. Right now, where is the Holy of Holies? There is one in heaven and there is one here on earth. We are the ones who are hoarding God. Holding him, oh, because some of us, we don't let him come out. We are holding him. We are keeping him down. But when you receive this ability to speak in tongues, he says that pray that you will interpret. How are you going to interpret it? How are you going to do it? Listen, he said interpret. He didn't say translate. Because some time ago I thought it was translation. Because translation is when I say word for word. Word for word. It happened to me when I was, I received the gift of prophecy. There was this powerful prophet. So I, there is also a gift of the Holy Spirit, which is diverse kinds of tongues. That one is higher than just the ordinary tongues. So I was speaking this diverse kind of tongue and God gave the interpretation to the prophet. So I spoke, big tongues like that. A full about 10 minutes. Then the prophet interpreted. And it was three sentences. I was not happy at all. I said, how can I say tongues, big tongues, and then when you interpret such, why do you do that? Then I saw, it says interpret, not translate. So I realized that, it means that God will just give you understanding, because when you read the 1 Corinthians 14:2, he says that when you pray in tongues, your mind is unfruitful. Your mind is unfruitful. How be it in the spirit, you are speaking mysteries. What mysteries are those? Paul said, I came in 1 Corinthians 2. He said, when I came, I did not come in excellency of speech, but I came with the demonstration of the Spirit. He said, I spoke the wisdom of God, but the wisdom of God in a mystery. I spoke the wisdom of God, but the wisdom of God in a mystery. So this mystery was what he said, pray that you interpret. What Paul is saying is that when you, The one who is filled with the Holy Spirit, you are praying in tongues. When you pray, make up your mind that, Lord, as I'm praying in tongues, I am also believing you for the interpretation. So the interpretation might not come as you pray. Then, my child, today as you go to Ikorodu, you have to watch yourself because there's a car coming from the left. It will not happen like that. It might not happen like that. Often it doesn't. How is it going to happen? He said, your understanding is unfruitful. It means that what will happen to you is that suddenly your understanding begins to become fruitful. You begin to understand something. How do you understand it? Sometimes something unrelated as you are praying in tongues. You're seriously praying in tongues. Then suddenly, that old friend of yours, the name will come to you. Some friend that you had when you were children. Oh, they say, oh, why is this name coming to me? Oh, hey, mama. Then the name. So anytime you see that, just grab that name. Then begin to pray over that name. Hey, mama. As you're praying, you see that the prayer will just be flowing. It will be flowing. Keep praying on it. Suddenly, you feel that you will sense something within. Against accidents or against death. You begin to pray. You see, anytime you hit the right note, you will see that the spirit will flow more. When you are straying from the topic, you see that he will not be happy with you. He will push you, try and bring you back into what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let me give you this and then I'll finish. One day I was speaking in tongues. Whilst I was speaking in tongues, then I saw an angel writing. It's happened to me about twice. The last time it happened to me, we were in a town called Tamale in Ghana. We're going to have a crusade. And I was supposed to go ahead to Yendi to go and preach. That day, when we were praying, then I said, I see an angel here writing the tongues we are speaking. Angels too. Yes! What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 13? Verse 1. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and the tongues of angels. It means that you can speak in the tongues of angels. You'll be commanding angels. You'll be communicating with them. You'll be telling them. They will go up, take the message there, come down with replies. Hallelujah! Amen. So I saw an angel that day when we entered Yendi. Up to now, the people are inviting me. They want me to come back. What we saw, I have never seen anything like that. My God, first time in my life, a man was boldly to me. He said, I've been impotent for 25 years. In fact, my wife has even divorced me. He said, just now, as you said in the name of Jesus, he said, suddenly, power has come. On the journey now. Amazing, because look, a man will normally not do that. Will a man walk to you and say this to a woman? A man will not do that. But that day, he said, power has come. There was another girl. They said that she was like going mental. They locked her up in a room with a key. They locked her up, closed the windows. Everything was locked. When they came back later, she was not in the room. She didn't go through the window. She didn't break the door. She had just vanished, literally. They found him here later. I said, she's been going and coming like that, going and coming. She said that every day when she's walking, they'll be by her like that. Said that day, when I was speaking, suddenly they started to go back and said, we cannot touch you again. We cannot touch you again. Hey, somebody was mental. She was now sane, sound. The mother was so overjoyed. He said, this is my problem. That day, how is it going to happen? Because as we were praying in tongues, an angel was writing. So when I arrived in the place, what I was speaking was the interpretation of the tongues we had prayed. That was the interpretation. So when you come to the church after you prayed in tongues, immediately you hold the mic, you say, now I have the interpretation of the tongues. This is now by faith, I'm going to interpret the tongues I have prayed. Because how would I know that there is somebody here who has a curse on his life for 15 years? You will never know. How would you know that there is somebody with a certain problem? You will never know. But God knows it fully. Hallelujah! A And he expects us to come for the interpretation of the tongues. So the second one, I had gone somewhere and I was praying. And I saw an angel writing. I said, an angel is writing the tongue. Now let me pray some more. I prayed and prayed and prayed. When we arrived home that morning, in the morning, my husband called the house up. Go and wipe my son's shoes. They were children, they were babies then. Now, just the night when I slept, then I saw, as I was lying down, two people were standing behind me. Then one was holding a cutlass. And the other one said, cut her neck. Cut her neck. Won't you cut her? I said, hit her. I said, cut her. And the other one was afraid. So I woke up. When I woke up, then the Holy Spirit said, I went out to sit. We had a certain structure in our room, something like the short wall. So I went to sit on it and I began to pray. As I began to pray in tongues, then the Holy Spirit said, won't you ask me who it was who wanted to hit you? I said, who is it? Immediately, my house help came out with a cloth, with clothes in her hands to go and wash. And the Holy Spirit said, this is the one. I said, what is the meaning of that? It cannot be. Meanwhile, as I was praying in tongues, something weird happened. I began to think of a certain song. It just came to me. I didn't sing it, though. It came into my mind. And the song is an old high life song about, we call it Ofienipa. Ofienipa means the person who is inside the house, but who is choking you, who is hurting you. Huh? The one who is inside your cloth, the ant, who is biting you. There is a song like that in Ghana. And that was the song that came into my mind. I said to myself, I have prayed the whole day yesterday. And I'm praying this morning. Where from the song? So, that was it. I could not interpret it. If I had interpreted, I would have known that the Lord is telling me there is an Ofienipa here. There is somebody who is within the house, but is trying to hurt you. I didn't know. So as I continued to pray, then this girl came out and the Holy Spirit said, there she is. Immediately, I was sitting there praying. This girl went to take a broom to come and sweep. And she came to sweep my legs. I said, hey, what is the meaning of, let me finish before you come and sweep here. Normally, that's how they operate. They need to have contact with you, which is if they can't operate in the vacuum. I said, hurry up. And she went. Then I began to pray. Still continuing praying in tongues. Because you see, if I use my mind, how can I know anything else? So when my husband said, go and wipe the shoes. Immediately, the girl said, I have wiped. Said, no, you have not. I have. You know, yeah. Hey, she began to run out of the door. Went into our garden, put her mouth into the green grass, began to chew it, and began to bleat, meh, like a goat. I said, what kind of thing is this? I was looking at her like this, so shocked. Then she began to confess. He said, I'm a witch. He said, daddy's passport. When my husband came from London, then this girl came. Mama, how can you go travel abroad? I said, what is your matter in this? He said, no, I just want to know because the way daddy goes abroad is okay. You take a passport, you go and get a visa, and I explain to her. I said, no, I don't have time. The minute she had the passport, she knew, so this is what she uses. My husband came back from London. Immediately, this girl took my husband's trousers that she's going to wash. Apparently, when she took the trousers, she picked the passport. She went to the window, picked the passport, and then she picked the trouser as if she was going to wash. When she did the soapy water, then she pushed the passport with the multiple visits. She pushed the passport in. Hey! Then she began to confess. I did it. I did it. It was intentional. I want to stop daddy from traveling. Then she said, the car, you have tried to repair this car, it's not working. I'm the one who has been using it in the night. I was just looking at this girl. I was. Now, to prove to us, God wanted to show us that this is not child play. What you are seeing is not child play. When this thing happened about 4 months ago, putting of the passport into the water, into the soapy water. So we sent it to the passport office. This is very, very simple matter. Just the passport, they will just issue another one for him. And all. Hey, we went for the passport after a week. They couldn't find the passport. The director said, I handle it myself. Mr. Alex, but I can't find the load for it. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, could not find it. She said she turned into a cockroach and went to drag the passport from the director's desk and went to hide it. The day she confessed, my husband was working. I received a telephone call. Is that Miss Alice Kofio Pata? Please come for your passport. We just found it. What a shock. Now, I was so baffled by the, I was just looking at her. I said, what is this? Then, as she was sitting there, she ran out of the house. I say, what's this girl going to do? I don't want everybody in the area to know that this thing is happening to the girl. So we tried to follow her. She entered into a neighbor's house. So I just went knocked. And I just went to, oh please, my house help is acting delirious. So please, can you, she just entered your house. Hey, what I saw, I've never seen some before. This is an upbeat girl, modern day girl, Ghanaian girl, who has her own car, who is very well to do. Oh, she had a business, flourishing business and all that. When I was coming like this towards her, she started going back like this, with her neck turned. Ah. What was happening? Apparently, an angel knocked my house up her head in the kitchen. That's why that angel was following me. I didn't know. My normal self going to just talk. She saw the angel and she began to go back like that. Hey, then the house began to say that this is the house. This is where they had their meeting. The woman was part of it. Hey, Nestor. So I said to myself, how are you ever going to know these things unless the Holy Spirit helps you? This is what He has come to do, to help you. Are you going to allow Him to help you? Yeah. He says that the tongues you have received, don't keep them in your mouth and chew them like granite. Because when we say, let's pray, every time we say let's pray, there are some people who will never open their mouth to pray. Never. Have you seen them? You see them. Never. Never open your mouth to pray. But you know how to put amala, big balls into your mouth. Even this fast, you could not do it because amala was calling you. Mama Put was calling you. Hallelujah! You must open that mouth and allow the Holy Spirit, the tongues He gave to you, to flow out of you. Now, when it flows out of you, He says, pray, so that you also interpret it. And let me say this before we stand up to pray. He says interpret it. It means that you yourself, you must know the word of God in a certain light. Because if you don't know the word, and you filled yourself with all this soap they've been doing, and Nigerian film, or Sophia, that's all you know. That is all you know. So what do you think will happen? Immediately you are praying in tongues. Blah, 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 blah. All that comes to you is Sophia. Your interpretation will definitely be wrong. It will be Sophiaric. Hallelujah! If all you know is this, your phone, hey, you always, and then you are Facebook, then you are checking on what the stars, what's up, the stars, what is happening, the Nigerian movie, you know everything about Nollywood. If we call you right now, you will tell this one, and this one, do you know that recently she got married, and she is divorced, and they had their party, you know everything. Your interpretation will be according to Nollywood. Because the Holy Spirit works with the word of God. When creation was happening, what happened? Genesis 1. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form. And void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved immediately moved. Then God said, I have it. Then God spoke and it came to pass. So the word, the spoken word, the written word, and the Holy Spirit, they go hand in hand. So you must be full of the word. Hallelujah! Amen. Fortunately for you, the Holy Spirit is also the author of the Bible. So on Thursday I said, it's a rare opportunity to have an author of a book with you to give you immediate guidance and tell you, this is why I wrote it. This what means. It's not normal. How am I going to just be reading a book and then I say, call Bishop Dagwood Mills, please come. Name it, claim it, explain. No. But the Holy Spirit, who is the author of the Bible, is in you and with you. So when you open the Bible, he will be there to shine his light on the word for you. Hallelujah! So that your interpretation will be according to God's word. Can you imagine what's going to happen in this church? As we open our mouth and begin to speak in tongues, and we begin to pray for interpretation. Hey, he's going to show you things that you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at what you've been praying about. You'll be surprised. Is there anybody who is thirsty for this kind of thing? Who wants this help that God has given to you? Who wants this help? It means that if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, tonight you must come here and be filled. It is not any trouble at all. The Holy Spirit, when he came, never left. He's still here. Forever here. He is here with us. So we don't have to sing, send your mighty power, come down now, come down. No. He's already in us. So what do? You just receive the Holy Spirit. We don't even pray. No. We just say, receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah! Who wants to receive the Holy Spirit this morning? Rise up. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Formation prayers. Good. Hallelujah. Let's join hands together. 4-4-4-4. 4-4-4-4-4-4. Hallelujah. And if somebody, you are praying with somebody, the person will not open his mouth. Tell him, this mouth is not for Amala. Oh. It's not for Amala. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Join hands right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The helper is here. The helper is here. We will not go through life as people who are blindfolded, not knowing anything around us, not seeing, because in seeing you see, but you do not understand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray. 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 Begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. Open your mouth. 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 Yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Thank you. How many of us have not received the infilling of the Holy Spirit? Just come forward. If you've now. You have not received the infilling of the Holy Spirit, just come forward. You do not speak in tongues. Is there anybody here? Don't be shy about it at all. Don't be shy about it. You have not received. Who else? Please. Who has not received the infilling of the Holy Spirit? Please, you do not speak in tongues. We have to make sure that you have accepted Christ. So we'll pray with you with the sinner's prayer before
I pray for you to receive. Please come, please come, please come. You've not been filled with the Holy Spirit. You do not speak in tongues. You do not speak in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you do not speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit has already come. So all you are going to do is to receive Him. All you're going to do is receive. Just receive it. Jesus said, when you go, when you read John 14, John 16, is there. So many verses. He said, it's expedient that I go so that the Comforter will come. And when He come, He will be your help. He will be your helper. So after you receive Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior, receiving the Holy Spirit is guaranteed. It is yours. It's a gift. Mark 16:15. He said, these signs will follow them that believe. When you believe, these are the signs. In my name, they shall speak with new tongues. So it's for you. Just lift your hands. You're going to receive Jesus first. I'm not sure whether you have accepted Christ. So that one first before I pray for you to receive. I want you to say this after me and take it as your own prayer. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
You died for me.
You died for me.
You were raised on the third day.
You were raised on the third day.
I believe that you died for my sins.
Please forgive me my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
From today,
I accept you.
Accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. I accept you
as my Lord
and my personal Savior.
From today,
I am born again.
I am born again.
From today,
I'm a child of God.
I have received eternal life.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming to live in me.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my Father.
I am born again.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
For
the Holy Spirit.
You promised
that you will send him.
You sent him
on the day of Pentecost.
This morning,
Holy Spirit,
I receive you.
Fill me.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit.
That you are in me.
Thank you.
That you've given me tongues.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive the Holy Spirit.
Now
open your mouth and begin to speak in tongues. All of us. Receive. Ladies, where are you? Receive.
In the name of Jesus. Speak it. It's flowing.
Receive. The Holy Spirit.
The fire of the Holy Ghost. Every curse is broken. Every curse in your family. You do not partake of the curse.
In the name of Jesus. Anything they have done in the family, they minus you.
It will not affect you. I break that curse
over your life. I break it in the name of Jesus. Wherever they've sent your name, it's cancelled by the blood of Jesus.
Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Right now receive.
Speak it. By the power of Holy Ghost, every satanic hold over your life, I break it right now. Mosita ayele erada ya, liara no sutoro di ashike rada, surono na ya nara mama, iye radi adasia ya ya raba soto ya. Satan, your hold over God's life is broken. It's broken. Masita raba mama. Fire of Holy Ghost. Everything that is not of God must let you go. Satan, lose hold. Satan, I confront you by the power of Holy Spirit. Leader. Go. Let her go. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I command you, lose hold of my head.